Something truly miraculous. We were reaching the end of our strength, and Dernish called a halt and prepared a fire. Eliaming began to chant to the ancestors, and we all clapped in time. The holy light was in Eliaming's eyes, and he danced around the fire with a strength and grace that went beyond anything physical we had ever witnessed. We are very lucky. Dernish tells us that not all clans have a natural priest among them. Eliaming's song went on, and we danced to it, feeling no fatigue. Sometime before dawn, the strength of the god touched Sara, and she fell to the ground and tried to bite her tongue. But we put a stick in her mouth, and still we danced, for our faith was strong. Then the god relented and sent us a bear. At first we thought it was a ghost, because bears have no business so high in the mountains. But Eliaming knew it for what it was, and he directed us to kill it. That was no easy task. The god permitted us to trap the bear in a little gully. It had to be the work of the god, for bears do not permit themselves to be trapped so easily. We showered the bear with stones, but this had no effect, and our courage began to grow larger than our hunger. We looked to our strong men, Dernish and Wulfing, and they looked at each other. There has been bad blood between them, for they both have the blood of leaders, although only one can lead here. But now they composed their differences for the good of the clan, and because God was watching to see what we did with his favor, they took their spears and went forward. The rest of us continued to throw stones to distract the bear. The spearmen went to the other side. We didn't really have spears, only long shafts of wood with fire-hardened points. The bear rose up on his hind legs, and his little eyes flashed red. His head swung to and fro, and then he swung around and attacked Dernish. Then things happened fast. Eliaming let loose the god scream, and that froze the bear in his tracks. Dernish wedged a spear against a rock. Wulfing, who some of us expected to turn traitor at that moment, attacked the bear from the side, driving his spear deep just below the ribs. The bear lunged at Dernish, but without his full impetus, which had been interrupted by the god scream. Dernish stayed cool and positioned his spear, taking the bear in the center of the throat. And then Dernish rolled quickly out of the way of the slashing claws, suffering no more than a deep scratch from his shoulder to his hip. And even that was good, for the scar will win him much prestige. Then the passion went out of us, and we stood silently and watched the bear kick and twitch and bleed to death. Eliaming collapsed. He had paid a fearful price for saving us, and that will not be forgotten.